Outside Weston High's front door, Superintendent Terry Milford looks over the flowers and note cards circling a white wooden cross bearing John Klang's photo. Milford says while the small community is shocked at last week's violence, he's reminded of another horrific incident back in 1969, when a 14-year-old student killed a Toma Junior High principal with a rifle.
I was the assistant principal at Monroe High School. You know, that was my first year as an administrator, so I certainly knew that it could happen. But I certainly never thought about it happening, you know, anticipated anything like that.
But on September 29th, freshman Eric Hainstock walked into Weston High with a shotgun and handgun from his home. A janitor in Klang disarmed the youth, but not before Hainstock fatally wounded the administrator. By afternoon, Klang had died in a Madison hospital, and the school was swarming with police cars, news vans, and helicopters. Milford says that the school's plan for handling armed intruders kept things from becoming a Columbine-style incident, though he acknowledges there are always what-ifs surrounding any response.
All I know is that gun was gone in 30 seconds, kids were locked down in a minute, 5 minutes, the individual was subdued and the gun was taken away and it was all over. And the unfortunate thing is that John had to die doing it, but I'd say the plan worked very well.
The plan has since been upgraded. Students coming back today will now meet an armed policeman at the main entrance, with volunteers watching other entryways. Visitors will be asked to sign in and wear name tags. Still, many locals fear so-called copycat attacks. In the last 2 weeks, there's also been incidents of school violence in Colorado and Pennsylvania. Richard Burby is administrator for the Seneca School District and a friend of Klang's.
I think it's happening more and more, and we see it in the news media, and just perpetuates some of our young people's thinking and brings the actions out.
Some people feel more secure. Colleen Granzi sells insurance in Casanova. Her son is also dating one of John Klang's daughters. Granzi says there's little chance of another violent incident happening again here.
I pray that it doesn't. This is a tragic situation, and hopefully kids understand the importance of respecting their teachers and why they shouldn't be bringing weapons to school.
Besides checkpoints and police, another new precaution will be greater awareness of difficult or challenging behaviors. Bullying, threats, and anger are warning signs Eric Hainstock displayed prior to his attack. Back outside, Superintendent Milford sits on a bench, watching the flag at half-staff rustle in the wind. Milford says for all of the school's best efforts, children must be protected, but not isolated.
Schools aren't a garrison or a fort. They have to be secure and they have to be safe, but they have to have an environment that is conducive to education as well.
Milford says in helping further those academic goals, a scholarship is being created in John Klang's name. He says it's a good way to help move past the week's tragic events. In Casanova, I'm Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.